Darren, Kerry and Skye. Weekday 6 to 9 a.m. Kulumanati.
Mm-hmm. This is where Big Tisha, poor Tisha, Skye Shabalala teaches us a phrase, a word, a sentence, a proverb, dare I say, an isiZulu. So keep your phone handy, kids and big people too. I want you to give this a bash. Just WhatsApp your Kulumanati to 061-792-9495. And with that we say,
Sawubona, Mshengu.
Tisha Shabalala.
Sanbona, bafundi.
Hey, we're going to see who's laughing after this lesson.
Ah, come on. It's good December, boss.
It is good December, boss. But we still have to learn Zulu properly, right? And our theme for this week is summer.
Okay.
I feel like the 1st of December is like the official start of summer.
You might, you know?
Although the weather would belie that, the fact.
Yeah.
But
no, it's the blinds, bro.
It's the blinds.
Yeah. Okay, it is a bit grey. But it doesn't matter. Okay. So today, Darren, you need to write this down. You will have to write this down.
Can I type it?
You can do whatever you want to do. We're going to learn how to say, don't forget to wear a hat.
That seems easy enough. That can't be hard. Sure, don't forget to wear
a hat.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Kerry Miller, ready?
I don't know.
Don't forget to wear a hat. Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Yeah. I'm just going to I'm just going to use sunblock.
It's not about you. You're going to be telling it to someone else. Yeah, so they're not telling you.
No,
so
I would never encourage hat wearing. Wear a hoodie, glasses, sunblock, it's fine. Mm-hmm. What is this, the 1950s? Who's wearing a hat?
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko. Says the oak who's wearing a cap.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, one more time, please, teacher.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Kerry. Go for it.
I'm in Gizozama, got to Asiluli, Tisha.
That's one here.
Ungakhohlwa ugugqoka isigqoko.
No.
What was it? Ungakhohlwa ugugqoka isigqoko.
Yeah, is that how girls say it?
Yes. I was going to say that.
Do men and women say it differently?
No, but she said it like with the feminine. She's not too, you know, too rough.
Okay,
She didn't say it.
Which one?
She just couldn't go. Like loud.
Oh, so do it again. Do it again.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Yeah, so I know exactly what she's saying.
At the end of the day, I have an accent in Zulu, but I'm sure you would understand what I was saying.
100% Miller.
Yabonga, Tisha.
Sky.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
the
sun is out.
Yes.
And I'm telling you.
Yes, sure. Come on, Darren.
Yeah, ungakhohlwa.
Sky, I'm telling you. Ungakhohlwa. Tula.
Okay.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Oh, Darren Moore! What is up with the delay?
That was amazing.
You actually did
better than
me. Kerry.
Yeah. You really did.
Okay, no, just say it.
You did do it in slow motion.
Just throw it out like it's conversational.
Yeah.
Hey, Sky, the sun is out tomorrow. Remember, Baba, remember.
Sure.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka. Is it coco?
Yes.
Mate, nailed it. Absolutely smacked it, bro.
At this point, would like to dare you, rest of the class listening right now, to tell me in isiZulu, don't forget to wear a hat. No, I dare you. I straight up dare you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like there's money involved.
Mm-hmm.
To use this sentence, the Zulu is, don't forget to wear your hat. Translated is,
ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
And if you need to read it, by the way, there is like some artwork on our social media, so you can send your voice note while
reading. Best place to go to find it?
I think Instagram.
Insta?
Yes.
Is it there up on the Insta? Okay, Darren, Kerry and Skye on Insta. You can read it there, but I want to hear you say it. 061-792-9495.
Hi, ECR. My name is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
And my school is Shekinah Christian Academy in Newcastle. And my sentence today for isiZulu is, don't forget to wear a hat.
Yep.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Newcastle represents.
Shout out.
Well done. Thank you. Well done, Charlie.
Does Charlie just end that with, I did it?
I did it.
I did it. Before he even got
marked. Sense is watching. I did it.
Oh, good job, Charlie.
Hello, Darren, Kerry, and Skye. Listen, and Kaden from Pinetown.
Hi.
I'm going to school, and Kaden's 8, and Kristen is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Ungakhohlwa ukugqoka isigqoko.
Well done, Kaden and Kristen. Well done.
Shout out.
Yeah. Sky, did you hear how easy it was?
Yeah.
Kerry Miller, did you hear how it rolled off the tongue just effortlessly?
Yeah, it's a little bit better than ours. Yeah,
easy it is, but well done, guys.
How's it, guys? Mark, yeah, Mark.
I want to hear this.
I know I'm not a kid's December, but geez, my learning is like a kid.
Sponge, put it Mark. That way.
All right, let me try. I got kocha. Ikocha. Ikocha. Nailed it, brothers! Happy Tuesday!
He is like one click away from a Human Rights Commission, you know that.
I really hope.
I heard three kochas. Yeah. It's literally, so he spotted three cockroaches and just said, that's a kocha, that's a kocha, that's a kocha. That's what I just heard right now.
I'm not sure if we need to give him more Zulu lessons or get his ears checked. I wonder if his hearing's okay.
Mike,
if that's what he's repeating.
Is that white friend I will never introduce to my parents.
Yeah.
I don't know what he would say.
Like, scars, Bali. Yeah, yes, you're a hot mom, eh?
Hey, time,
teacher, we all need that one kid in class so that we can make everyone else feel
this
you
is
did
true.
A good job.
Did make Darren and I sound amazing?
Exactly. Mike's that kid.
Oh, my word.
Siyabonga, Mike.
Siyabonga,
Koha.
All right, listen, don't forget to catch up on tons and tons of Kulumanati podcasts. They're all available for you to listen to in your own leisure. It's the best way to learn isiZulu and have fun. ecr.co.za. Just click on Darren's Kerry and Sky.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.